Praise the Lord, message number 187, the title of the message, Suffering, part 12, and we will speak about fasting from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 58, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 14, speak about true fasting. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways. If they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of his God, they ask me for just decisions, and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for a man to humble himself? It is only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this kind of fasting I have chosen to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressor free and break every yoke? Is not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor with and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on your holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time. Thank you for your word that you give to us and you send us, at the proper time. Lord, we come before in the name of Jesus, we ask forgiveness. As we read the scripture, we are convicted of a lot of wrongdoing and shortcomings and misunderstanding about true fasting. I do pray that the message will bring you the fruit that you desire to see in our life, in the life of your church and your people. And Lord, whatever purpose of sending this message, I pray that shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the word and statement so that the message will be clearly understood with your people. O God, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word and those whom you have called, O God, to hear this message for a purpose in your heart. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A fasting day is a day that's supposed to be a pleasant to the Lord, a day that would be acceptable to the Lord our God. say here that we have read that fasting will be a day that you expect your voice to be heard on high. When we pray and fast, we have a problem and we cry out to God, we come to Him asking Him help and support, and we expect that this day of fasting will be acceptable day to the Lord and will make our voice heard by the Lord. In the Old Testament, when they fast, they come wearing sackcloth, son of humility. Sometimes they put dust on their hairs, on their heads. They walk bare feet to humble themselves before the Lord, telling Him, Lord, we have no power. We need your help and your support. A day that would be acceptable to the Lord is not only with these things, not only to withhold from taking food or drink or taking things of any nutritional value, but also it will be a period of repentance. God will be pleased if He can see a true repentance in the life of His people. God will be pleased with your prayer and fasting if He can see that there is a true repentance. A true repentance in your life will bring you near to the Lord. Prayer and fasting and withholding yourself from food without repentance, that will not be a day pleasant or acceptable to God. Fasting is a day of repentance. He said, declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sin. The people at that time, they were complaining, Lord, we humble ourselves, we fasted, we did not eat, but you did not hear us. We wear sackcloth and we put dust on our head and hair, but you did not accept that day of fasting and you did not answer our prayer. Repentance is not only in these things, but repentance is to confess and to forsake your sin, turn to God and have faith in the Lord Jesus, have faith in His word, and to start to obey His word and to obey His ways and to do the plan that He had ordained for you to do. Repentance is to start to do the good work and fulfill God's purpose that He created you for. Fasting is to stop doing wrong things and sinful acts that God forbid us, forbid you and forbid His church to do. You know, I say here in verse 2, for day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. You see that here, that the people, they want to see God, they are eager to know God, but they have forsaken the word of God, they have forsaken the command of God. These are the things that God wants us to stop forsaking the commands of the Lord. There are things that you need to consider when you fast. Injustice in your life. He mentioned here, pointing finger against one another, malicious talk against one another, prayer and fasting end up with quarreling and strife, and striking each other with a wicked fist. These are all the things that God hates to see in our life. When we pray and fast, these are the sinful things that God does not want us to do. Lies, cheating one another, putting bondages, putting a trouble on certain people, harming people without cause, jealousy, envy, unclean heart, unforgiveness in your heart, grudge in your hearts toward certain people, toward the church, toward those people who hurt you. This all God wants you to forsake, all these things. God wants you to clean your heart and to surrender your will fully and to Him, even in case of injustice and abuse. God wants you to work it out, that you don't need to go into fighting. Live at peace as much as you can. Separate yourself from quarrels, from strifes, from doing things that will harm others, away from all these things. Fasting, it means that you stop these wrongdoings that the word of God here in Isaiah 58 warns us to do. In verse 6, it says, is not this kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and tie the cords of the yoke? Injustice, corruption, abuse, taking advantage of people, taking advantage of poor widow, taking advantage of those who are sick and those who are needy, because you are in authority or power, lorded over, harming people, that God is grieving, the Holy Spirit is grieving. Today, I can say, as you hear the message, and really the Lord asking you, leading you to humble down, to exercise justice, love, and mercy, and to show humility and such kind of good work that God had called you. Even people harm you, but you don't need to revenge, you don't need to retaliate. Clean your heart, surrender it all to the Lord. What have taken from you, God can give it to you more and more. Fasting, the other meaning of it from Isaiah 58, is to share the blessing with others. It's not, in verse 7, say it is not to share your food with the hungry. There will be a lot of people hungry, poor and needy, inside and outside the church, people with us and around us. And he say also, and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, place for living for those who does not have a place of living. When you see the naked, to clothe him, to give food, to give accommodation, to give a cloth. And he say in verse 7 also, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. We are called first to provide for our families, our wives and our children, to provide for those who are under our care. And the second things, this is the first priority, then after that, to help those poor with us in the church, among us, and then those who are outside, those orphans, widows, those in prison, those who are sick, to visit them, to comfort them, and to bring to them the gospel, the word of God, and to share with them whatever a blessing as the Holy Spirit would lead us to share with them. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 11, it says there will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and toward the poor and needy in your land. Fasting means to share that as you fast, as you refrain from pleasure and special food and delicious food and expensive food, what you save, help people who are in need, help widows, help those who are single mother, help those who are orphans, those help those who are in jail, as the Holy Spirit lead you, help in a way that to impact the message, to bring the message for souls who are away from God and His kingdom. And I pray that the Lord would enable us, even when the Lord would enable me, even as I preach this message. I really desire, Lord, as I'm praying and fasting, that you would use me, Lord, to be a blessing to others, to be a blessing to my families, blessing to my wife and my children, blessing to the church, blessing. Tell him, Lord, I want to be a blessing to others. Change me, take the flesh, take the power of darkness, and Lord, fill me with your light so that I will go forward in serving you, and I will pray, and my prayer and my fasting will be acceptable to you, and you will bring fruit that desire to see in my life. Fasting and prayer is not to neglect the Sabbath. It mentioned here that in verse 13, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day. To keep the Sabbath is to keep the day of worship to the Lord, is to keep your rest in God's presence, is to keep the family day, the day that you take rest with your family. And these are our requirement to God and how to worship Him. To work 6 days hard and one day you give it to the Lord. Rest for your body, rest for your family, rest for those people who are working with you and under you. And also not to neglect the Sabbath and to keep the Sabbath is to serve Him and keep your commitment toward God, toward the church, and toward the ministry that the Lord that He entrusted to you. Fasting is to do what God wants and like, what He mentioned here in verse 13. He says, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, what you want, what you like, that is not necessarily what God wants and like. And therefore, if you want to keep the Sabbath, keep the commands of God, keep doing the will of God in your life. If you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not going and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, these are the things how to keep the Sabbath, to do God's will, not only to take rest and not only to serve in the ministry, but not to go your own way and not to speak idle words, word without meaning, word not ordained by the Holy Spirit for you to speak. These are the things that God wants you to refrain from. God wants your prayer and fasting to be fruitful. Thus will come when you observe the things that we had mentioned. In observing these things, You are showing that you are meek and humble, and that you show that you are repenting, and you show that you are obedient to God's word. In return to this, the Lord will show you the fruit of your prayer and fasting. What a beautiful when we pray and fast, and before we end our fasting, God would answer our prayer. You know, what we receive, what are the good things that God's word from what we prayed, what are the fruits that we receive? You know, in verse 8 say that then your light will break forth like the dawn. It's a shining, let your light shine before men, so that they may see good your good deed, and they will praise your Father who is in heaven. When you are in line with God's word, your prayer, your repentance, and your fasting will bring more light in your life. As you start to do the good work, as you start to obey God's command, as you start to be a blessing to others, you will be a light for the nation. You will be the right person to bring the gospel to others. You know what he say here? He say, and your healing will quickly appear in verse 8. Your healing for physical body, healing for spiritual sicknesses, healing from infirmities, and also healing from bondages, and healing through you will go to others in the body of Christ, and to those who are non-believers, to the nations around you, because with the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is not only salvation, but there is also healing. As there is repentance, there is healing from sicknesses and from also diseases. You see here, what are more things that you will get from prayer and fasting? In verse 11, the Lord will guide you always. You will receive guidance from the Lord. The Lord will direct you in the right way. In verse 11, he says, he will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land, and will strengthen your frame. So what you will receive here, that your needs will be satisfied. Even if you are in a sun-scorched land, even if you are in the desert, the Lord will satisfy these needs. What else? And will strengthen your frame. You will be strengthened. You will be well satisfied. You know what he say also more. You will be like a well-watered garden. You will not be like a thirsty garden. You will not be a person who is thirsty, haggard, tired, miserable looking, but you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. You will be satisfied. You will be like a spring whose waters never fail. And what more else? Your light will shine before others, and they will see God clearly working in your life. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear. God, you will find yourself fully involved, and God is using you mightily for His service. You know, when there's a repentance, there's flow of the Holy Spirit, and more work of God. There will be more breaking of bondages, healing, miracles, deliverance, satisfaction of needs, peace, joy in your life. In verse 14, you see, then you will find your joy in the Lord. You will find joy in serving God. Lord, I am happy now with you, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land. God will enable you to reach higher levels, to reach new places, because you are the right person now to minister to Him and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The Lord will make you feasting on the inheritance, what He had ordained for you. You will enjoy it more than satisfaction. You will be in plenty. You will be in feasting, and that's here the value of repentance. Fasting and repentance is a process that we suffer because we are struggling against the flesh. We are struggling against our own will and own desire and own plan, and as we suffer, we are surrendering these things to God, throwing away. But as we throw these things away, we will be enjoying, and our suffering will be turned into a real joy, because as repentance there will be the flow of the Holy Spirit, and joy and peace, healing, satisfaction, answer prayer. Oh, wonderful things it will be happening in our life. I pray. Let's pray together. I pray, Lord, that this message will bring healing. Oh God, we are longing, oh Lord, longing for your work in our life to be manifested, Lord, that our light, Lord, as you say, your light will break forth like a dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Lord, we are longing for that healing. We are longing to serve you, Lord. We are longing that our righteousness will go before us and you will be our real God, Lord. Let Isaiah 58 verse 8, Lord, will be accomplished, oh Lord, in our life, oh God, will come through, Lord. And I pray also that I claim verse 14, then you will find your joy in the Lord. Lord, I pray for those who have lost their joy, they will find it in the Lord. And I will cause it to ride on the house of the land, and you will feast and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. Lord, I pray whatever blessing you ordain for the church, for us, your people, that once again will be restored, O God. You will be restorer, O God, as you promise in verse 12. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins, Lord, and will raise up the age-old foundation. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of cities with dwellings. Lord, I pray, we are longing, Lord, to be a repairer of broken walls, restorer of cities with dwellings. Lord, hear our prayer. We repent from injustice, abuse, corruption, wrongdoing, O God, from negligence, Lord, malicious talk. Lord, we repent. Kneel down before God and repent of all your sin and your shortcoming. Tell him, confess your sin and renounce him. Lord, forgive me, O God. Forgive me, Lord. Name of Jesus, O God. I do pray, Lord. I do pray that you will accept my prayer. I'm fasting, O God, as accompanied by good work and deeds, O Lord, that you please you, Lord, to help the poor and needy, the orphan, the widows, to help those who are naked, to give them clothes and to give accommodation to those who are in need. Lord, you guide me and you help me, O God. Let your light shine through me to the people who are around me. Lord, I pray, O God, that this message, O God, will be transforming message to those who hear it, O God. To us, to everyone who listen, O God, name of Jesus, it will be transformation of life. Transform the church, O God. Transform the worker, every servant of yours, and raise up, O God, more people to serve you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for this thing. We bless you, we magnify. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.